Psalm 43, when God must send light into the dark. Psalm 43 is almost certainly the closing movement of Psalm 42. It has no separate title in the Hebrew text, and it ends with the same refrain, "Why, my soul, are you downcast?" So yesterday's thirst has not vanished. It has learned to pray more sharply. "Vindicate me, my God," is courtroom language, but not the way many Western readers hear it. The psalmist is not saying, "Declare me sinless." He is saying, "Take up my case, set right what lies and injustice have twisted." The judge is not a threat here, but the last hope of the falsely accused. And the enemy is called a nation without hesed, without covenant mercy, without loyal love. That is a profound diagnosis. The deepest sickness of a society is not first bad policy or bad manners, but the loss of mercy. When hesed disappears, deceit and violence do not seem shocking anymore. They seem normal. Then comes one of the Bible's most honest lines. "For you are God my stronghold, why have you rejected me?" Faith does not deny contradiction. It carries contradiction into God's presence. The psalmist does not run from God's hiddenness to some other refuge. He argues with the very God he still calls his refuge. That is not unbelief. It is covenant boldness. As many of the reformers noted, mature faith is not made of stone. It trembles, but it keeps talking to God. The most unusual request in the psalm is this: "Send me your light and your faithful care." Or more literally, "Send out your light and your truth." New International Version. Light and truth are pictured almost like living guides. Let them lead me. This is Exodus language in miniature. Israel was led by fire and cloud. Now one lonely worshipper asks for a new Exodus. If you have ever walked the ridges up toward ancient Jerusalem, you feel the force of this prayer. Grace must lead uphill. Your holy mountain is not only theology, it is geography. The city of God had to be ascended. And where does that ascent end? "Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight." The Hebrew is even warmer, El Simchat Gili, to God the gladness of my joy. Not merely the giver of joy, but its very heart. Augustine heard in Light and Truth a foreshadowing of Christ. Christians can hardly miss it. Jesus is the light of the world and the truth who brings exiles home, John 8:12, John 14:6. He entered the deeper exile, outside the camp, under darkness, so that we might come to the true altar and, at last, the final holy hill. So the psalm ends with self-preaching. The downcast soul must be addressed, not obeyed. Hope is not a mood. It is an act of defiant remembrance. Suggested cross-references: Exodus 13, 21, 22, Psalm 36, 9, Hebrews 10, 19, 22, Hebrews 13, 10, 13, Revelation 21, 23. Hymn suggestion: "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." Prayer: "Lord, send out your light and your truth to lead me when I cannot lead myself. Take up my cause, correct my fears, and bring me again to the joy of your presence. Teach my soul to hope in you until praise rises where heaviness now lives, through Jesus Christ, our true light and our way home. Amen."